Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
98kupd, wow. A little back for you there. Veterans Day. It's a fun one out there this morning. You've just got the day off. You can roll on over to our station here. We're at 1100 North 52nd Street, right above the 202, just south of McDowell. If you want to come help us, KUP deployment is it's a good crowd, man. We got nice people out there.
A lot of kids down here really drunk.
Yeah, we've
impressive pretty, day off.
I just learned what No Nut November is from a couple of youngsters that surprised me just a little bit. And they got their dad involved in on it, which is surprising. But they're all having a contest around the house on who can save the most until the Xmas comes around. Anyway, it's a nice group. A lot of cool people down
actually
there.
Actually, didn't realize we're packing pizzas.
Yeah,
we're delivering pizzas.
Yeah,
this has nothing to do with what the troops needed.
No, we sent Eric down there real quick to hang out. Eric's got some people with him. You're down in the deployment center where we're packing up all the bags, Eric. For all of our troops overseas, and what a great group. Again, thanks to Lerner and Roe, Modelo, our friends next door at LGE. Just an awesome bunch. Bluebell Ice Cream's here. The Mustachio Pretzel Man is here, and it's just all good, all good. I did say Modelo. Yeah, get off my back, Larry. It's my first day,
hey. I got more, too. You want more?
Yeah, bring it, Eric. What do you got?
I got PLM, the agency. They're here. Bottoms Up Espresso, the ladies, the fine ladies from Bottoms Up. The Ren Faire, the Dread Pirate Roberts is walking around here.
That's right.
It's kind of a strange crew when you got girls with like purple hair and then pirates and all types of weirdness happening down here. But that makes it fun, right, John?
It makes it real fun. Yeah, no, it's great, John. Everybody's so nice too. With Jim Kelly, not the quarterback.
Jim Kelly's
not
here?
The quarterback.
Oh.
No, but he gave us some hats from LGE. He's the one responsible for building our neighbor's building. He came over and said, "You guys were watching us. We listened to you the whole time the building went up." So our ghosts float in the bones and walls of the LGE building, which is great. Everybody's great. And, oh, don't forget the U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, and
two giant trucks.
Mark said that both the drivers are veterans, so that works out perfectly. Fantastic. It's synergy, John, synergy.
Fantastic. That's what that's called. Serendipity, my friend. It's all coming together. You can talk to the kids, the underage kids, about No Nut November, like Brady and Eric and I.
Wait a minute.
Not you.
Yeah, don't include me into this.
You weren't in on that, but you will be because they can't wait to give you their badge. They're a little amped up. You know, we're only 11 days in, but they're a little amped up. Pretty good. So what's down there, Eric? Are we about ready to kick this thing off?
Well, yes, we're ready to go. The mustard pretzel guy is rolling. There's nobody getting the free ice cream from the Bluebell guys.
Some ice cream.
What the hell? Just because it's the morning doesn't mean you can't have ice cream, right?
There's no bad time for ice cream.
That's right. So we'll get some people over here to get some ice cream. And then I think we're going to start packing here in a few minutes. Randall's getting everything set up. So if you still want to come on down to our station and help out.
Yeah.
You could always use a helping hand. Any listeners can stop by, and we'll pack the stuff up for the veterans, and I'll keep tabs on it and see how we're doing and check back in with you guys.
Yeah, we got a good crowd, so this is going to go fast. And we'll pack
don't
up.
Put any Bluebell on the boxes.
Veterans like, I'm not veterans, even active service members love some ice cream, especially in Afghanistan, for God's sakes. What if they're deployed south of the equator, Brady? It's summer there.
Put it in there.
Get some ice cream to these people. It'll last. The U.S. Postal Service will get it there in a couple days anyway. Eric, keep us up to date. Pop back up here when you feel comfortable, and let's get this thing going. The packing's going to go fast. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Bye.
There he is. He's down there hanging out with the gang. If you want to help out, we can always use more cooks in the kitchen, said no one ever. But today is a very special day. So if you want to help out and you got something to do, that's great. Also,
Toledo
pops this up. Veterans Day. A lot of people do a lot of nice things. Here's a list of restaurants where veterans eat free, which is pretty sweet. Applebee's, free meal. Buffalo Wild Wings, free meal. Chili's, Denny's from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m., free breakfast, so you can get that early. You can hit breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you want to mix it up. Golden Corral, IHOP, Little Caesars, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Red Robin. Get yourself a free tavern double burger and fries. That's pretty sweet. You know what I'm a little disappointed at? Is the fact that there's no like Steak 44 or Ocean 44. How come they can't have high-end everything? Like, we can't go, like, we can't knock out a
filet.
Don't
you know the guys over there?
No.
Maybe they are doing something.
They know I go. But they dodge me like the plague when I show up because I think they think I'm a radio guy who's going to ask them for free stuff.
No, that's Dave Pratt.
That's what he'd have done. But no, it's a good list of restaurants, but come on. Veterans start storming the filets. Don't they deserve the high-end prime wet-aged cut? Mmm. I might have to take my
families steak. Go to those restaurants.
Get that ahi steak I love so much over there. Oh, baby, that's
done.
See if they can deliver that to me.
Oh my God.
See, that's why they don't talk to me. The second I start talking about it, I want it. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We called this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And speaking of, Hooters support the troops too. Today, Veterans Day, all veterans and active duty military eating free at Hooters as well. Right there, they got a special menu for you. You can pop right off of that if you're a veteran. And again, thank you to all the veterans, and thank you to Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Got a couple of Monday morning fun facts. Simon Says has different names in many other countries, like Jacques Says in France, Teacher Says in China, and the King Commands in Norway.
Oh. Why did we have Simon? Who the hell is Simon?
And then I was wondering who
we
is
need the
Simon.
King. The King Commands.
King Commands. We wouldn't do that here.
No, I guess you're right.
Who is Simon? Find out who Simon is immediately. Put a stop to this.
The word cowabunga comes from a TV show. Howdy Doody.
Eric brought us all ice cream sandwiches except Brady.
Awesome.
We're helping you.
I appreciate that.
I got a letter from a fourth grader, Brady. Don't give Brady any ice cream sandwiches. Savio, Savio, Unitanas.
The word cowabunga comes from the TV show Howdy Doody. It was a fake Indian word used by Native American character named Chief Thunderthud.
It's racist. Cowabunga is racist.
Man.
The world record for the concert with the highest attendance goes to Rod Stewart.
Brazil.
Yep, 3.5 million people.
He's loved in Brazil.
At the Copacabana Beach in Brazil, it was New Year's Eve, 1994.
I don't know why I can't picture that in my head, that Brazilians love Rod Stewart.
I think it's more, I'm eating ice cream, by the way. I think it's more
oh yeah,
New Year's mind. Eve, and Rod Stewart happened to be there.
Oh, they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah,
just
I don't
watching.
Think Brazilians like put their soccer
How
balls
about the
down
warm-up,
for
the warm-up
Rod Stewart.
Bands, didn't they get credit?
No.
Or maybe he was the only guy there.
It was a sparse crowd until Stewart started Maggie May, and then 3.5 million people came out of the woodwork. There was no soccer that day.
I can't listen to Rod Stewart anymore because that's the last time my mom had fun, and her and I had fun together. We went to Vegas and saw Rod Stewart. So that'll bring the room down.
Man, I'd have died too.
The average person.
Now we're going to put you in a home. Wake up, mommy. I think I got a homeroom for you.
Man, these are good, aren't they, guys?
They're you great. Can't live here no more.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah, these are delicious. Sandwiches
they sound good.
Gotta say thanks to the folks at Bluebell for the never-ending supply.
You know, you got a Bluebell ice cream thing. That's crazy. I got a barbecue sauce.
You have a truck?
Don't worry, Brady. I told them sauce. Not to serve you today because I know you're doing the RM3 thing.
Are you still on it?
No. Nope. I'm. No.
They said they're not. Enough, not no matter today. What you say, they won't serve you. So you're good.
Liability.
The average person is about halfway to their final adult height by the time they turn 2.
Say that again?
By the time you're 2 years old, you're halfway to your adult height.
The That's not person. True. I was not 3 feet no. tall when I was 2.
I got a nephew that's 2
no
foot
way.
4.
When he's 3? So he's going to be 4'8"?
2.5, yeah. Exactly.
Does That's mom flawed. Smoke?
No.
Stunted his growth.
Bet you Eric was about 2'4". Man, these are good.
According
Eric,
to
go get 3 more.
Okay.
According to a new survey, 43% of the people admit they've convinced themselves that they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms.
John Holmberg.
Keeps going up. The
I've
old
got that issue. When I thought I broke my sternum the other day, I literally ended up with lung cancer for a little bit. I'm not a smoker. I don't mistreat my lungs. If you're having trouble breathing, it could just be a tumor. And then it said, could be caused by trauma. Well, I had trauma that was causing the trouble in the first place from all the fights. So, lung cancer. I've had ovarian cancer, breast cancer. I've had my prostate removed at home.
I think Cheryl down there, that's what she asks for every day.
To remove my prostate?
Yeah, for Man. Things to happen to you.
She can pray to her God.
Yeah, that's what she does. Lights a candle for your death.
That's what they
well,
do.
That's how it should happen, right? That's right.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh. If she ever gives me Rod Stewart tickets, I'll know her plan.
This 33-year-old guy named Alex Rawls kicked in the door to an apartment in Oshtemo Township, Michigan, last Wednesday night. Apparently, he used to date someone who lived there, and for whatever reason, he was on a rampage. But he didn't expect to find what was inside. Ben Ball lives there, and he was just playing video games and watching Rick and Morty at the time. And one of Ben's hobbies is medieval-style combat. He and his buddies make videos of themselves fighting, had plenty of weapons on hand. So Ben grabbed a battle axe, took a swing at Alex, put it in his chest. They fought a little. Alex ran off, a bloody mess.
Yikes.
The cops tracked the blood and arrested him.
You can't be friends with a dude who has an axe on display.
He wasn't friends. He was just breaking into
Axe, a battle axe.
You don't break into a house of a guy who's got battle axes.
How are you
on
supposed
display.
To know this?
Fitz Madrid. Once that door kicks open, you see a battle axe on the wall. Leave. Don't continue the argument. De-escalate.
Yeah. I think that's the first thing you see at Fitz's house.
Yeah, if I
a giant sword, and he's got a battle axe.
You can't be friends with those guys, at least in their homes.
So you can't be friends with Fitz?
No, I would never go in. I'm friends with Fitz from a distance. Like, I'm not going in his house.
I went into his home, and he had a D&D
There's another reason
ready for me. Like, if I ever wanted to play, he already had a guy for me.
Like, you could have started playing right there?
I could have, I guess. He's got them all sitting. I think he's waiting for us to come over.
Was it an elf, though?
Yeah,
I think it was a joke.
I knew you were going.
Well, you brought it up. Yeah, I built an elf character for you. Would you like to play? No.
Yeah, he's got a little statue of a dick for you when you come.
That's
over.
Right. And it isn't a little one.
The Felix Jones
it's a
one.
Gigantic British one. Felix Jones. It's got a Swedish flag hanging on the top of it. I bet that's mine. And I would thank him for it. But I'd never go into his house to find it because you described him. If that was on Tinder, a couple swords on the walls, always ready for a good game of D&D, you're just swiping that guy right out of your life.
Dontrell Scott is 26 years old. He was arrested for armed robbery. This happened last Tuesday in Columbus, Georgia. And when they arrested him, they figured out he had 16 separate mug shots. Guy was known for his disguises, and now they're putting together some of the crimes that went down, and the most recent they're tying him to is the SunTrust Bank on 13th Street in Columbus, Georgia. Dontrell was the guy, but here's a list of his mug shots.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. One is a blonde lady. Jeez, he does a lot of wigs.
Yeah,
he's got
and
a
I'm
lot
not sure the
wigs.
Character that was lifting the bank, SunTrust Bank, but I'm a little flamed with that guy because he's looking right at the camera kind of or looking away and sashaying with the money.
Are you calling him flaming? You said you're a
I think that
flamed.
Was his character, kind of. Or
oh, just
playing.
A flaming gay
yeah,
bank robber.
Yeah, because he was looking right at, like he's not trying to hide his
You got that
identity.
Off of one photo. Flaming yeah. gay bank robber.
Yeah.
Too bad Halloween's over. I didn't know they took mugshots in your costume. Figured they'd rip the wig off.
Yeah, you should be able to go to the restroom beforehand to wipe off all
yeah,
the...
Clean up all the...
Rainbows on your face.
Well, it's just some guy who's got lots of wigs. He's not very good at getting away with it. 13 mugshots.
63-year-old Oleg Sokolov was pulled out of the Moika River in St. Petersburg, Russia. Icy river. He had a backpack on. He was drunk. They pulled him out of the river. And in the backpack, two severed arms.
Whoa.
He's known as a Russian military historian. He has a 24-year-old girlfriend. They matched the arms because they went back to his apartment.
He had a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. And they found her corpse decapitated in the apartment, bloody axe next to the body.
Sounds like she got quartered, too.
They got into an argument. But he was known for the Napoleonic Wars.
I'm going to guess he had a battle axe.
He dressed as a general.
Oh, my God.
That's a picture of me and Anastasia. At
the ball.
Is it Anastasia, maybe?
Anastasia.
Yeah, that's close, though. I like how he says Anastasia.
Makes her sound really ugly.
Anastasia. She lives in a garbage bin. Yuck.
I got to tell a story because Jill downstairs
has that Russian boy. He's of Russian descent, and she's got him now.
Yeah.
And so I always do like a Russian accent when I talk to her about her kid. And I'm talking to her on Friday, and all of a sudden the phone rings. She goes, hang on a second. She picks it up, and I just hear her go, no, I'm at work. No, I can't. I'm sorry. You have to do it yourself. Hangs up. The kid called her at work.
It's your boy. Why don't you stop doing whatever it is you're doing? Drive home and make me something to eat because I'm hungry.
And she literally, I said, what do you want? She goes, oh, he wants me to go home and make him lunch. And
literally, the kid's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call mom. She's not doing anything at work. She's a woman. What do they do at work that makes anything worthwhile? I call her up. They will not miss her. Hello, mother. It's boy. Boy is hungry, and the couch and refrigerator are far apart. So I'm not going to go look in the box of fridge. Call you come home. Woman. Bring sweet ass home. Make boy lunch.
Holy crap, that kid's going to take over.
That's what I said.
And old she's woman, like, come home.
What do you mean, old woman? What do you mean, no? You drag me here. For
you
feeding, I'm hungry.
He's the Manchurian candidate.
Right? He is.
He's going to be president.
You don't want to piss me off, I don't think. So why don't you take fat ass whore off of chair, drag it over to house, make boy lunch, and then go back and pretend to be a working woman. Very funny.
Very funny.
Is you being very funny, Mom, when you get up and you get ready to go be a productive woman at a workplace? We find that funny. Dad and I talk about it all of the time.
But right now, I am a hungry boy, and you are nothing but a woman. So it's time that you made me something. And I was dying. I'm like, the nerve. My mom would have shown up. My mom would have gone, I got to go home real quick. And she just beat the tar out of me for even making that call. And then I would have, I just eaten mom fist for like 10 minutes.
Marcy has a violent streak?
Well, she would have if I ever had the guts to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty brave. Yeah. How old's the boy?
15.
14, 15?
Yeah. That fridge is so far off. And the woman should be here to serve boar.
Is this whole room just decked out in hammer and sickles? Or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's old Soviet Union. He's stuck to the old
amber room. Walls.
The worst thing that ever happened in this world is that wall fell. Because then all of those capitalists come in with their ideas. To intermingle their ideas. I don't like it. Put up the red wall and bring back Drago. That's as far as I go with that Russian history. I say Rocky IV seemed like a better place.
I only like the beginning, though.
This is the first part when he's at the Dave and Buster smashing that thing. They're shooting him up with the Russian juices. Speaking of, Mother, I'm starving and the bread is all the way over on the counter and you're at work pretending to be a productive woman.
He calls Dad home to train him. Come home and train.
I would have gotten killed.
Why did you share your job on a day that I clearly need lunch?
Mom, it's clearly I had half day today. You knew I'd be hungry about two. You don't have anything pre-made for the boy. Oh, man, my mom would have just shown up and just literally it would just been like that door would have swung open and I'd have had fist full of Marcy.
Why does Jill just let him get away with it?
She didn't. She told him no. She's like, you can't. I am at work. And I'm sitting there on the other side going, wow, what the heck's going on? You have to get it yourself. And I'm like, what did he want? Oh, he's hungry. I'm like, where is he? Home.
Does he not know how to feed himself?
Yes, of course I do, Eric. But it's better when a woman does it. Her job to go get the refrigerator and get me some turkey.
She cuts the crust.
Boil some water, throw some cabbage in there, and drink the vodka.
Look, I have my vodka already. I get that. It's mint work. But the refrigerator is over there. Who built this place, huh? You know what we need is a built-in woman, which I thought you were, but you pretend to have job share. You have job share with friend Poogie. You and Poogie do job share, and meanwhile, I'm dying of starvation.
Want me to call her aunt? She's not my aunt.
She's not my aunt, Poogie. She's not the real aunt. She's never made me anything either. I'll call Poogie, see if she bring me some of her classic Italian lasagna. Along with stories.
She did not.
Yeah, that's nerve right there. I love that kid, though. It was the best move ever.
Ron Whitehall lives in Ashland, Ohio.
OH!
And he suffers from a rare sleep disorder where he gets into the REM part of the sleep and he acts out his dreams.
Oh, boy.
Which is okay until it...
Until he can fly.
Everything about the dream he's acting out and his wife now says she's in danger. Because there's a couple times she's been beaten up.
Ooh. Sleep in separate rooms.
He starts fighting. He's like, he's not a fighter during the day in the dream. So
what he has a cover.
He has to get medication.
What a cover.
That's a great
Man.
Brady, you should consider this.
Oh, I can't control my dreams anymore. It's just the worst. Sorry, Ronnie. This is all
down steps.
Remember that guy here locally about 20 years ago?
Yeah.
That did the sleepwalking murder and cleanup?
Innocent.
He chopped his wife up.
Remember that one.
Bagged her up, mopped up, cleaned up, put her in the garbage, went back to bed, and had the nerve when he went to court and went, I was asleep.
Ambien?
And everybody's like, no. He just said he was just sleeping.
I guess he didn't even try the pills. Before Ambien.
The wife says the first time he was clawing me, he was clawing my back, but he's fallen down stairs a couple of times, twice in his sleep, and so they finally put him on this medication that doesn't allow him to get fully into REM.
Oh, so now he's going to be grouchy when he's awake. At least he was getting
According
good
to him,
sleep.
He says he still feels well rested.
REM sleep's very healthy. Don't take that
from
him.
Yeah, you need about 45 a night.
Dang. Dougie Dickums just rolled in.
This
Way to roll, Doug. Mm.
Kid lives in Massachusetts, plays on the lacrosse team, and he took a high-speed ball to the scrotum. Immediately after the incident, the injured teen went to instant scrotal pain, was removed from the game, sat out a couple of plays, put him back in, finished out the game, and then all
That's
of a
right.
sudden after the game.
How you do it.
It's like,
November
right
for
here.
Him.
The urology case report said he detailed he fractured both nuts.
At least he finished the game. Oof.
Then he was at the hospital. I said, you got a choice. We can go into surgery because blood started flowing down there. Things started swelling. He says we'd have to basically open up your scrotum and drain it.
Oh!
He's like, no, keep me overnight. Do an ultrasound in the morning. See if anything happens.
We'll drain it later.
They
Nobody's
wake
draining
up in the morning.
My scrotum. But me.
Still swollen. So they tore open the scrotum, drained the fluid.
Oh.
He didn't tear it open.
Brady, they
tore
medically
it open.
Opened the scrotum.
You're
and all this on
sound.
No Nut November.
Yeah, I know.
What a shame. I have to read a letter to the veterans. I've been thumbing through these.
The treatment known as scrotal exploration.
Okay. I know two girls downstairs that are doing that. Probably all the women downstairs that are doing that later tonight.
Is the guy okay? That's all I need to know.
The left testicle was a little bit trickier, but he's okay. The medics were using a procedure known as tunica.
Tunica?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's when your testes rupture. I guess tunica is for the vaginalis flap repair. They use the same procedure.
Like any of those words or how you say them.
Vaginalis?
Vaginalis can't
yeah.
be right.
It is.
No.
Let me see that.
All right. Take a look at it.
Well, this looks like you wrote it anyway.
He made the story up. Now he's just, making up his
the
own.
The funny thing is it says, well, the procedure is known as tunica vaginalis flap.
Yeah.
Why do we have a vaginalis flap in our testicles?
They use that same procedure. It works on a ruptured testicle.
Oh. By the way, I have to read this real quick because Dad got involved in this letter to the troops, too.
You found another one?
Yeah. Dear veteran, thank you for fighting for us and thank you for serving and making our country free again and fighting the war off for us and making America free again. Trump 2020, Nisnurly Noah. He doesn't know how to spell sincerely and he quit on it midway through. Noah.
Maybe it was the afternoon. He was napping. Nodding off.
Yes, my dad told me to wrote this.
He did sincerely once and then tried it twice. It's noodles. It's Noah. Screw it. I do sincerely two times. If I can't get through it, I just throw my name on you. Dear veteran. His dad got involved in that letter. Throw in the Trump thing. Troops will love it.
Finally, congratulations to John and Charlotte Henderson. They're the world's oldest living couple. He's 106. She's 105.
The nagging
They're
just
celebrating
won't stop.
Their 80th and he's wedding anniversary on December 15th.
What's the secret to the long marriage?
Going deaf in their 50s.
He's had 60 years of being deaf and not hearing
I
his
haven't
wife.
Heard her since Eisenhower. And I don't want to.
They married in 1939 during the Great Depression and spent just $7 on their hotel room.
And let me tell you something,
their honeymoon.
We might have started during the Great Depression. It ended for everyone but me. I have been greatly depressed since 1939.
You think there was ever any slip-ups, any cheating of any kind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was a football player.
He was around in the
70s. Texas in 1934.
And he was a football player in Texas? Oh, yeah.
University of Texas. Longhorn.
Back in those days, he was allowed to do whatever he wanted.
That's true. Yeah, they were married in 39. Yeah. So, yeah, he was probably banging away until the 70s.
Probably had another woman living in the house. Maybe she would get me a sandwich? Yeah. That's everything I never want to be on the news for just living. Look at this idiot. He's 106. He's in a race with his wife to croak. Dear veteran, thank you for protecting us. I will, yeah, I'm thankful. You don't know how much I, you guys. I love these kids. I cold crizzy. I also hope you have a good Thanksgiving. And by the way,
I cold crizzy?
I like the Navy. I'm going to read him as John Gruden, man. I like the Navy, man.
Yeah, what I if like it goes it. To an Army guy?
I don't care what you're in. I like the Navy.
Crumples it up.
I hope you're going. Boy, he spelled going a new way. G-O-W-I-N-G. Hope you're going to be okay. We're thankful for you. Thanks for saucifying, pooting yourself in danger. Thanks for putting yourself in danger.
Danger?
And by the way, I'm seven, man. I'm also a boy.
I'm a boy.
Looking forward to big things.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Stop it. That's not in there.
What are you doing the rest of the day? Love. I love the Navy. I love the Navy, man. I love the Navy. I love these kids' letters. I could read these all day. They're fantastic.
That Marine's going to love that letter.
Hey, well, they're part of the Navy.
I think if we that turn works. Things down, you can hear Mark Randall's Newt Rockne speech going on right now.
He's yelling at him. Well, there you go. They're out there doing their thing. They're packing and loading.
He's waiting for us.
KUP deployment. We're going to go back down there in a little bit. Hang out. Do some packing. And help out. Everybody who's down there, we thank you guys being down there and all the veterans out there hanging out. And a parade today and a perfect day. Everything's just amazing. Everything's amazing. What a day. And there goes your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.